Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is unknown. The title is The Ringer Dry Gulch. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
This is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure which we have called Derringer Dry Gulch. With a .41 caliber Derringer, John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Abraham Lincoln and plunged the nation into mourning. With the same type of weapon, a vicious gambler attempted the assassination of a kindly schoolteacher who sought to bring peace and justice to an evil western town.
And the red 6 and the black 7, black 3 and the red 4. And now if the black queen comes up on...
Ace Driscoll!
Where in burning blazes is that black queen?
Hey, Ace Driscoll, what's the matter? You got a tin ear?
Oh, wait a minute, Sheriff Larrabee. This is very important.
What's so important about a game of solitaire?
The black queen, she's my good luck. Can't win without her.
It's only a card game.
Yeah, I know, but there she is. Well, how do you like that? She never fails me. Do you, little lady?
Yeah, you gamblers are a funny lot. You act as if that piece of pasteboard means life and death.
More than once, she's meant just that. Life for me and death for the jayhawker who has to face my gun.
Well, it seems like all the boys are going to have to get along without guns here in Brazos.
Yeah, what are you saying, Clint?
Here's Larry Goldman and his wife Selma and that law and order bunch got together and passed a law.
What kind of law?
A law to prohibit gun toting. They're all riled up because you outdrew that greenhorn from the wagon train and killed him.
So, they figured to try to take my guns away.
Well, I gotta do it, Ace. I gotta collect the guns from all the boys while they're inside town limits.
Don't hand me that palaver. You're collecting a good chunk of protection money from all the boys who use Brazos as a hideout.
And I'm going to continue to do it, eh? No need for us to change our arrangement. Since I'll be the only hombre packing 6 guns, I'll give you better protection than before.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Hey, I got it. The Black Queen reminded me. I used the same trick back in Scott City to gun down a fast-slinging gun artist who fancied himself the marshal.
What trick, eh?
A hideout gun. A small derringer I can conceal under the cuff of my sleeve and a spring wristband.
I ain't heard a word you said.
Well, thanks, Clint. Now, there ought to be some way to repeal that law against guns.
Nothing I'd like better than to see some sensible citizen get rid of the man who's responsible for it.
Somebody like me and the little derringer, huh? Or between us, Larry Goldman is as good as dead.
This the town, huh, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. This is Brazos. We'll just ride through here.
Oh, just ride through? What the matter, Cisco?
From what I have heard of this town, the people in it have no interest in law and order.
Oh, that doesn't sound like what you always say, Cisco.
I am more than willing to help anyone who needs and wants help.
Hey, you not think the people in this town want help?
Not if they elect a bandito like Clint Larrabee, Sheriff.
Oh, is he the sheriff here? Oh, Pancho remember him in El Paso.
I venture to say he is running the same crooked protection from the law here as he did in El Paso.
Oh, look, Cisco. A crowd gathered over in front of the general store.
See, looks like there's going to be a fight.
Well, it no bother to us. We just ride through here. Come on, loco. Go on.
Un momento, Pancho. Hold your hold.
Pancho, here you say you're not interested to help these people, Cisco.
Quieto.
I'm hanging on to my temper, Ed Driscoll. I don't want to have trouble with you.
Don't pay attention to
him,
Larry. Climb back into the buckboard. Come on.
That's right, Mr. Larry Goldman. Now be a good little boy and do what your wife is saying.
Yeah. If I nick your ears with this knife, I think it'll learn you a lesson. Maybe it'll teach you to get out of town.
Oh, Cisco, that gambler go after the other hombre with a knife.
Yellow Coyote.
Oh,
wait.
You shoot the knife from his hand, Cisco.
Hey, Diablo.
My, you wall-eyed buddy. I'm going to carve my initials on your face.
That is big talk, Maverick. How does it happen a bully like you is not wearing guns?
Because it's against the law, mister.
I want to thank you for helping me.
I want to thank you, too, for helping my husband. I'm Selma Goldman. This is my husband, Larry.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Senora Goldman. And you, senor, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, pleased to make acquaintance with the senor and the senor. We not know you got that law. We just riding through.
Well, you saddle bums better keep on riding if you want to keep living.
Yes.
My gun returns to the holster, hombre. That is the second threat you've made to me. Now back it up or shut up.
I'll tear you apart. You long nose, you.
Not for the horses any buckboard, keep
on. Take a good look, long nose. I'll get those rear and come to bed. Come here.
Glad to see you, Larry. Now, Murray, I made a mistake.
No.
I'm looking away from you. Same mistake.
Again.
That way, Cisco. That way, Punch. You like to see that coyote stretch out cold on the ground.
And I don't know who the first hombre to break a new law in this town would be, the Cisco Kid.
Clint Larrabee. Wearing a badge again, huh?
How you get to be sheriff?
Shut your yap, Pancho. Fact is, I am the sheriff and against the law to wear guns within the town limits. So you and your partner are going to the lockup. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff Larrabee. I don't know anything about your personal feud with these two men, but they didn't know about the law.
That's right. Besides, Driscoll's gun probably saved Larry's life. Ace Driscoll's the one you should arrest.
A couple of you boys attend to Driscoll. You're a troublemaker, Cisco. You come into this town, start a ruckus, and break the laws. You ain't getting away with it.
Are you trying to start an argument, Larrabee? Are you looking for a gunfight?
I ain't arguing. I'm telling you. Climb back aboard them broomtails and start making tracks.
Oh, we are in no hurry, Larrabee. How about it, Pancho? Are you hungry yet?
Oh, Pancho always hungry, Cisco. You know that.
What about that restaurant over there, amigo? Does it look interesting to you?
Any place there's something to eat, it interests Pancho. Cisco, we not give up our guns, huh?
If you stay here in town, you will.
Now get this, Larrabee. I have no intention of hanging my guns on the wall of your office or anywhere else except from my gun belt.
Great day in the morning. You finally missed someone who's more than your match, Larrabee.
I'll give you an hour, Cisco. 1 hour. Get out of town. Either ride out alive or be carried out dead.
Larry, he's the kind of man this town needs.
I don't know, Selma. After all, we're trying to rid ourselves of the gunman. How does it look?
Oh, but the Cisco Kid is not a gunman. He could have easily killed Disco instead of shooting a knife from his hand.
Now, I suppose you're right, Selma.
And folks will never be able to raise the money for a schoolhouse with Sheriff Larrabee collecting taxes.
All right, Selma, you win. You always do. Well, here's the restaurant. Let's go in and talk to Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, there they are. Seated at the table in the corner.
A man who sits with his back to the wall like the Cisco Kid is doing has had gun trouble before.
Well, what do you want to do? Let the sheriff take him by surprise?
Ah, Senora Goldman. Will you do us the honor of joining us?
Oh, see, it'd be a pleasure to watch.
Oh, please. As a matter of fact, we would like to join you.
Selma and I don't know how to start.
Just out from the beginning, then.
See, well, first you have some soup and some enchiladas, some tacos, some tortillas.
Thank you, Pancho. We're not talking about food. We, and I mean this entire town has a much greater need.
What you need, Senor Larry?
We need help. This town needs help against Sheriff Larrabee.
I know it's a lot of nerve on our part to ask you to take him, but...
Say no more, Senora Selma. Pancho and I will do anything we can.
See, Cisco thinks the people in the town not care for law and order when they make Clint Larrabee their sheriff.
He got elected by stuffing the ballot box and keeping honest folks away from the voting place.
Mm. We know he's giving protection to a great assortment of criminals, like Ace Driscoll.
He must be collecting protection money from them like he did in El Paso.
He not do it for much longer when Cisco go into action.
Well, there's the rub. We can't afford to have you go against him with your gun, Cisco. We passed the law about guns. We're honor-bound to uphold it.
But in this case,
no. No, Senora Selma. Your husband is right.
Oh, you not can fight Larrabee with a gun. He draggled through for sure.
It has to be the way of the law. We'll hang our guns on the wall of the sheriff's office.
I don't like it. If they're hanging out an invitation to death.
it the truth, Sheriff?
Yeah, come on in, Ace. Oh, that's the truth, all right. There's Cisco's and Pancho's guns up on the wall.
Well, I never figured them to fall for such a sucker play.
Well, the only reason they done it is to trap me into setting up a dry gulch so they can catch me.
Ain't they gonna be fooled?
When?
After the showdown. When they find themselves staring into the barrel of a death-dealing Derringer. I'm gonna kill them.
Good news. This meeting was originally called so as we could figure out a way to rid ourselves of the unlawful element in this town. I think my wife, Selma, has that figured out.
No need to bring me into it, Larry.
Oh, yes, there is, Selma. It was your idea that we asked the Cisco kid to help us.
Well, then why not let him speak for himself, Larry?
That's the trouble with wives. They always get the good idea. Yeah. Oh, Cisco. Now, will you take over here for us, please?
Si, Senor Larry. I understand this open-air meeting is being held here because this is the ground on which you are going to build your schoolhouse.
That's right. I'm right here.
I want to help in the building of that school because it is only through good education that your children will grow up to be law-abiding people. The first step in helping them is to get this schoolhouse built. Senora Selma.
Yes, Cisco?
Would you come here, please? Pancho?
Yes, Cisco.
Would you come up here also, please? Now, to build a school, you need money.
Well, the taxes we've paid, they're supposed to be used for building that school.
Yeah. You paid them to Sheriff Larrabee, did you not?
He collected the money, and I doubt that we'll ever see it again.
Well, he will have to answer for that. Meantime, that school must be built.
That's right. What are we waiting for?
Well, for somebody to start the ball rolling, and I'm contributing $2 out of my grocery money. Poncho, a lot of other folks have the same idea. You go down that side of the group, I'll go down this side.
That's the right idea, folks. That school bell's going to be ringing before we know it.
Yeah, Cisco and Poncho. Oh, Cisco. That gambler, what you knock out, he right this way.
Oh, you fool. I come looking for you, Cisco.
Glad you did, hombre. You could not have come at a better time. We are making a collection for the new schoolhouse. And I am sure you will be happy to contribute, Cisco?
Hey, are you loco?
No, but I can be more persuasive if I have to.
Well, how do you like that?
Ace is reaching into his wallet and making a contribution for our school.
Oh, calm now. A gambler like you can afford to give at least another $100. And I know how generous you are.
By thunder, Cisco's found a good side of Driscoll that none of us knew about.
Oh, Pancho think that Ace Driscoll don't need to be persuaded. One lesson from Cisco and he learned.
Gracias, hombre. The good citizens of Brazos are grateful for your contribution.
Would you look at that? I've never turned my back on Ace Driscoll, even though he hasn't got a gun.
Hey, here you are, Senora Selma.
Cisco, Ace, look out!
Senora Selma.
Selma, she's been shot.
Oh, that murdering coyote, Driscoll.
Senora Selma stepped in the way of the bullet that was meant for me. Driscoll will answer for it to me.
Driscoll, where in burning blue blazes are you?
Over here, Clint.
Yeah, there. Oh, boy. I figured you'd head for this cave.
Well, I figured you know where to find me.
Yeah, the whole town's against you for wounding Selma Goldman. I want to bring you in.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now,
if you
shut up and listen, Ace. According to their law, nobody can wear guns but me.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with
it? Lanny. You still got that little Derringer strapped to your wrist?
Yeah.
Is it loaded?
Sure, why?
Good. We're going to ride back into town together. Cisco will be waiting for us.
Well, after what's happened, it's a cinch he won't be without a gun.
I'm expecting he'll have one. When you throw down on him with that Derringer this time, he'll use it.
You know that he can beat me to the draw.
Sure. But he can't beat a bullet in the back. And that's what he's going to get from me. for breaking the law and drawing a gun on you.
Supposing he ain't there to meet us when we ride back into town?
Well, then we gotta find some other way to kill him. Our trouble stems from Cisco. He's gotta die.
Larry, I'm all right.
But you're not supposed to be up and around yet, Selma.
I think Senor Larry is right, Senora Selma. That gun wound
is... You got to take it easy.
Oh, tiddle-tattle. I cut myself worse than this in the kitchen. Just because it's a bullet wound.
That's the story of our married life. She's always right.
What about Ace Driscoll? I hear he's back in town.
And it's right, Senora Selma.
See, he over at the Red Dog Cafe, just like nothing happened.
Clint Larrabee has clearly shown his hand. I guess this is a showdown.
How can it be? None of the men have guns. They're all in the sheriff's office.
Not quite all of them, Senora Selma.
Well, Cisco find a little gun on the mantel in the front room.
Oh, that little Derringer.
I'd forgotten all about it. Selma bought it before we came west.
Well, I'm glad you forgot about it, because I'm going to make use of it, Senora Selma, with your permission.
See, Cisco fix up a trick with that little gun.
It is called the sleeve draw.
Sleeve draw?
See?
Well, that's an odd name.
Well, when I take off my coat, you will see why.
Pancho, hold the coat for you, Cisco.
No, gracias, amigo. As you see, the derringer is tied to a string which goes up the sleeve and around my shoulder like the harness of a shoulder holster.
Why, yes. And when you're wearing the coat, the gun is concealed up the sleeve.
And when my hand is jerked down swiftly, the gun falls into it ready to be fired.
Much as I hate to say it, Cisco, you can't do it.
Why? Why, Cisco, not can do it?
It's what we've been striving for that makes me say it. Our law against carrying guns.
Un momento. Your law prohibits the carrying of guns, does it not, Senor Larry?
Yes, it does.
But I will not be carrying this derringer. It will be hanging by the string, not carried by me.
That's right. And if this is a showdown, the sheriff is sure to side with Ace Driscoll.
No doubt about that. And he's sure to be carrying guns.
This derringer is double-barreled. One barrel on top of the other. That gives me two bullets. One for Driscoll, one for Larrabee.
Oh, if Cisco need one for that crooked sheriff, then maybe...
I'm going right along with you, Cisco.
Me too.
No, Senor Larry. You and Senora Selma have to stay here.
See, if you come along, it'd be the extra worry for Cisco that maybe you get in the line of fire.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's no argument about that.
Right again, Senora Selma. No argument. This is the showdown. First Driscoll, then Larrabee.
If they don't get you first. Remember, they can still set up a dry gulch to kill you.
Cisco's had enough time to get over here to the Red Dog if he is coming after you, Ace.
He'll be here, Clint. Sure, you're the sheriff.
Oh, stop shuffling them cards, will you? You make me nervous.
Sure, Clint, whatever you say. Hey, you ain't losing your nerve, are you?
You ain't got no call to talk about nerve, Driscoll. Not after Cisco collected that donation for the school from you.
You hombres better get out of the cafe. There's going to be gunplay here.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Jeff. I didn't know Cisco could get you riled that way.
Well, I've seen him in action before. You ain't.
Well, then let's gun him down before he comes in here. Hit him while he's still out in the street.
Now, that's bright, mushhead. Then he can accuse us of murder.
Oh, stop your worrying, Clint. This goes living on borrowed time.
What makes you so confident?
This card here, the Black Queen. I told you she's my good luck. Yeah. Take a look out the window, Clint.
Mm-hmm. It's Cisco, all right. Half the town's coming along with him.
In here?
Nah, he's waving them back. Making them wait outside.
Good.
Ready?
Yeah. Let him come. I got a soft-nosed 41 caliber bullet with his name on it.
Back up there, a cornered pack rat.
Yeah, big talk for an hombre who ain't packing a gun, ain't it, Cisco?
The only time I have to be afraid of your hideout gun... when I turn my back to you, Coyote. And as for you, Larrabee, I'm going to take those guns away from you and throw you into jail for aiding these criminals.
Cisco, a little lady, a Black Queen, told me you're going to die right now.
No, my hands! Oh.
You are not hurt, Driscoll. I only shot the gun from your hand. Go ahead, Larrabee. Finish that draw.
It's finished.
Then we have an even chance against each other. Your six gun aimed at me, and my Derringer aimed at you.
You're wrong, Sisko. The odds are against you. That sleeve draw puts you even with Ace, but you got only one bullet left. I got six. And here they are.
I still shoot the gun out of my hand.
The bullets you managed to squeeze out of that six gun did not do you much good, did they, Larrabee?
With or without a gun, you ain't getting out of here alive.
Keep him busy, Clint. I'll get your gun and finish him off.
We
got
the Driscoll. Go after the gun.
You're not going very far. Out after that gun, Driscoll. Because this is the end of the trail. For you.
And the same goes for you, Larrabee.
Oh, bueno, Senor Larry. You and Cisco, you give these two coyotes the beatings they deserve.
When the law is through with them, they will get the punishment they deserve.
Maybe breaking rocks for the foundation of our new schoolhouse.
Yeah, it'd be the foundation of a new life for them, a life behind the bars. That town of Brazos is not be bothered with the bandidos no more, I think.
It'll be a good place to live now that they have a new sheriff and a new school.
Mm-hmm. That makes Senor Larry and Senora Selma very happy, too.
Oh, it certainly does, Chico.
Chico, Pancho got a secret to tell you.
A secret, Pancho? What is it? Go ahead, tell me.
Oh, no, Pancho, not can tell you here, Cisco. Well, not while we're riding through this cornfield.
Well, what has the secret to do with the cornfield?
Oh, you never should tell a secret in a cornfield.
But why not, Pancho?
Because the corn got ears.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, happy hablo!
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.